had the wrong volume, that's why it looks strange. Good. We're learning Oyezat Chiyachav Beis, which Reb Shaila only brought down a tiny little piece of. We're learning it together with the Rav Avinir's commentary. And I want to do some of the notes, which we didn't do last week. It's very apropos for the time that we're in, because there are many wonderful, sweet, and holy Jews in the world that are going to be celebrating Heir, which is called Yom Ha'atzmaut, and which itself is, in the eyes of many, many tzaddikim, is something which is an antithesis to Kedushas Yisrael. And by other tzaddikim, it's an expression of Kedushas Yisrael. And the question is not a political one. The question is whether or not there's a place bechlal for leumius, for nationalism, in Am Yisrael. And this is, again, not a question of a halal, yes, a halal, no. Those are questions not halacha, that's left up to big people. But Rav Kook's mahalach is to, as with everything else, to descend into the makor ha-pnimi of all of the manifestations of the koiches of Am Yisrael, and not just to see nationalism in its external manifestation, which in many ways is extremely, extremely dangerous. It's what was happening in the world bechlal at his time. But to see the nekuda pnimis of what it is. Whether a person celebrates Yom Ha'atzmaut or doesn't celebrate Yom Ha'atzmaut, what is Rav Kook's vision of this longing that is a natural one for human beings to connect to the place that they come from, to be fiercely proud of their people and of their nation? And of course, Rav Kook saw in this tremendous Kedusha. And we discussed this a little bit last week, that there were great tzaddikim who, as much as they loved Rav Kook and they respected him, they felt that there were certain things here that, with all of his idealism, were not realistic in the world that we're in right now. And that's something which big people can discuss and can argue. We're just trying to understand what Rav Kook is saying. So look on page 452. Those of you who have the page, I'm sorry if you don't have the pages. Footnote 1127. You have that? Footnote 1127. Okay. Ein igros haraya, chelik beis omad reish pei zayin. Hakina haluumis. This feeling of kina, which here again means a sense of zealousness and pride for one's nation. Hakina haluumis. Asher oirarta aleh v'lamadata oisa miha ostri. That he's responding in this letter to an individual who was asking regarding Bechlal in Europe at that time, in Austria. Now, we know that the nationalism and the patriotism of Austrians and of Germans led to the Holocaust, was part of what led to the Holocaust. So Rav Kook is speaking about, in response to this question about the kina haluumis, the shoirata lev lamata isum haustria, that you see by what's taking place in Austria. So Rav Kook writes what to many, of course, would be a shocking thing. Gam hi eish kaidish. This too is a holy fire. Gam hi eish kaidish, she betiva shal haneshama habriya. It's the nature of a healthy soul, v'hatayron, a pure soul, kivur. It's embedded in, and it's programmed into a healthy soul to have this kind of pride, to have this feeling of a connection to one's nation, to one's country, to one's homeland and people. V'afap. Now here's of course the chiluk is that this fire of leumius, of nationalism, when it comes to a Jew, is a fire that comes from Shemayim. When Rav Kook writes that, he's alluding to what happened, what went wrong with Nadav and Avihu in last week's parasha. What went wrong with Nadav and Avihu is that even though there's a fire that descends from Shemayim, Chazal say they wanted to bring a fire, they brought a fire min ahedyet. Menahedi means that they came up with their own fire. Ashulay tziva Hashem, that Hashem didn't command. Leumius, this longing for the land, and this identity that one finds with his people, when it comes to Am Yisrael, it's an Eish Kodesh that comes from Hashemayim. She'esh HaYisrael is Yeredesim in Hashemayim. Now, there are many hedyotim, there are many who are running around with their own fires, and their own fires of nationalism, of patriotism, and so on. And that's, of course, very, very dangerous. But the Eish HaYisraelis is Yered Hashem in Hashemayim. It came together with our neshamas. Mekarim Yimayan HaKadosh HaElyon Shel Ahavas Kol HaYitzur. And the Makar, in Am Yisrael of this need comes from the Mayan HaKadosh, from the holy wellspring of great love that Hashem implanted in us for all that exists, and particularly for our people. Mikol makom mitzvah lahav yom ahedyet kinnas am tivis. Now, there's an eish that's yorim in Hashemayim, and Hashem Yisbaruch wants us, meaning in the world, Hashem Yisbaruch encourages and wants these fires to be brought min ahedyet, and therefore kinnas amtivis. Therefore, the kinna that one has, even a non-Jew has, that feeling of identifying with his people is something which is natural. Hashem wants there to be a fire min ahedyet as well. Of course, when it's a human, when it's a fire that is initiated by human beings, there's always a tremendous danger that it's going to get out of control, which has happened many, many times in history. That the fire of nationalism gets completely out of control. Rabbeinu Harav Tzvi Yehuda, Rav Kook's son, Rav Tzvi Yehuda, had noig l'saper keitzad haisa sicha ben yinzer ben Rav Mordechai Eliasberg shohayu goin v'tzadik the ben Abba Harav zechron levrocha shohayu yosid tzor mimenu. So Rav Kook was very close to this Rav Mordechai Eliasberg, who's a huge talmid chacham and a tzadik. Was a Rav there in Lithuania when Rav Kook was there. And there was a conversation that Rav Mordechai Omar, Shekol Odom Yisrael, Sarach Leho Vesu'uma Shaloi, Vizet Dorva Tivi. Now Rav Mordechai was speaking about how it's natural for every Jew, not just to love Am Yisrael, but it's natural for every Jew to love the country that he lives in. He lives to be a patriotic American, or a Frenchman, or an Englishman. To be patriotic. It's a Dover Tivi, Rav Mordechai held. Abba Zechron Levracha, Hisvakeh. He said, my father, Rav Kook, argued, V'omelo, Shekol ha-Lu'umius ha-Yisraelis, he kodesh mim kaima. Rav Kook believed that Lu'umius, nationalism, when it comes to a Jew, is kodesh mim kaima. Its kodesh, its holiness, is mim kaima, which I believe means that it's specialized and unique and reserved for the feelings that one has, that a Jew has, for Am Yisrael and for Eretz Yisrael. Not to be a loyal and faithful member of another nation, but the mikor of Lu'umius with the Yisrael is itself kodesh mim kaima. It's an eish min hashamayim. It's not an eish min ahedyet. It's not a fire from human beings. That's when it comes to other countries But when it comes to Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, the fire that a Jew feels within him is an Eish which is Min HaShemayim. It's a Chiluk Dak, and this is a delicate type of a Chiluk. V'chein B'Sefer Gimel Be'elul Misaper Ketzed Maran HaRav Zatzal Hayasar Al-Hagoyin V'Mordechai B'Boyis Chasmucha B'Don U'Mavari Ito B'Shelos Klai Yisol V'Eretz Yisol. So there in the Sefer that was written in honor of the Yahrzeit of Rav Kook, there's also a discussion of this, or an account of how Rav Kook would often go speak to this Tzaddik of Mordechai regarding matters of Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. U'bidiyunam al hagdaros mohus ha'le'umiyus ha'yisraelis, and in their discussion defining the nature of Lu'umius Yisraelius, Valdaito shall ha'agoin Rav Mordechazal, ki besoidat tzvich ilios lu'umis tivis batz musa, karoyu muchroch l'chol odem lehoi v'zumos l'davik bo. Rav Mordechai was more inclined to say that this is something that all human beings share in common. That all human beings, it's human nature to have this kinna for one's own people and one's own nation. Mordechai tied it that, of course, when it comes to Am Yisrael, when it comes to the Jewish people, this natural human instinct to connect to one's people and to one's land is something which needs to be brought into Kedusha, and it needs to be connected to the Emunah of Torah and to Mitzvahs and so on. She is so mekushar umekudashu bam. Hitziv huluma ze esem daso, kitzvichi lios betchila yesoid atzmusa b'chol mahusam yuchedes b'teichen k'dushose hal yayna. Rav Kook did not agree with that. Rav Kook was of the opinion, that l'umidis Yisraelius has to be completely Jewish. In its essence and its core, that's what it is. That's where it comes from. Therefore, everything about Jewish nationalism must be coming from Emuna. It must be connected to Emuna. Rav Kook was against this belief that this is just a natural instinct that a Jew has like anybody else in the world. The natural instinct of a Jew to love Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael in its makar, it comes from Hashem and is something which is holy, and it's Kedushas Yisrael. It's not just the nature that a Jew shares with other people. If he called suras tivyusam sashi Yisrael ba'achdusam she Yisrael arayis avakud shabricha. And therefore, Rav Kook believed that nationalism is not something which is not Jewish. Nationalism is something for a Jew. It's something which is part of that connection of Yisrael arayis avakud shabricha. It's part of Torah. Yisrael arayis avakud shabricha. Asher goy echad ba'aretz. And that's what we say in davening by Minchan Shabbos. Ato echad v'shimcha echad mikamch Yisrael goy echad ba'aretz. There is no other nation in the world that has such a thing. In other words, the goy echad ba'aretz of Am Yisrael, a singular, unique people in our land, that is the result of, or the consequence of, ato echad v'shimcha echad mikamch Yisrael. As far as the nations of the world, it's something which is natural and healthy also by the nations of the world, but it's an eish min hayud. It's a human fire. It's something which is part of other needs that human beings have to identify with their families, or to identify with their people, their cities, their whatever it is. It's natural for human beings to feel that way. That's true. But as far as Am Yisrael is concerned, our nationalism, Rav Kook says, can only be expressed in such a way, and it must be expressed in such a way, where it's part of Ato Echad, V'Shimcha Echad, U'Mika Amchi Yisrael, Goy Echad Ba'aretz. Was Omalai Hagoyen Rabbi Mordechai, so the Rabbi Mordechai said to him, Rav de Zaymel, at that time, Rav Kook was the Rav of a town called Zaymel, and so Rabbi Mordechai said to him, Zaymel Rav, Has Kvay Taroso Yula Habor in Yonim Gedolim Be'aretz Yisrael. So Rav Mordechai said to Rav Kook, who was quite a few years younger than him, he said, there are going to be very great things happening in Eretz Yisrael because of you. So Rav Mordechai saw that Rav Kook was different. Rav Kook was different. U'bedoyim l'kach ba'eris amur kuf nun hay, Piskoches, Mvar Harav Haim Kayomas Besochenu Shtei Komas. Over there in the Iris, Rav Kook discusses this. Haim Kayomas Besochenu Shtei Komas. Inside of a Jew. This is a very old question, but like everything else, with Rav Kook, it's all chidusha. How do we look at ourselves? Is a Jew a human being who then has a second coma, a second floor that's a Jew? In other words, there is an elevated human being. An elevated human being. Ha'im kayomas besochenu shtei komas. Do we have within us two floors, two departments? Hainu karma klal anoshes. There were human beings like other human beings. We have within us a kaima that's klal anoshes like everybody else that we share in common with the rest of the world. Ume aleha, and then there's a second floor that's kaima Yisraelis. That's the Jewish department. That's the kaima Yisraelis. This is an old discussion. It's very, very important to understand the many nafkiminis that are between these two ways of looking at ourselves. Oshema, the other side, is to say, Onu Yisraeli mikaf regel v'adraish, that we're Jews mikaf regel v'adraish, that we're Jews from the little toe to the top of the head, meaning there's no such thing as a human being who's a regular piece of the world. And then the second or higher expression of a Jew is his Yisraelius, his Yiddishkeit, his being a Jew. But rather, there's a different metzias that's called a Jew. Now, I'm sure that you all know that the world is divided into four yesidus of Dormem, Sameach, Chai, Medaber, of inanimate objects, of rocks and so on, and plants, animals and living beings and human beings. A human being is a medaber. You also know that Rabbi Yehuda Levi and Kuzari and the Maharal and all the tzaddikim pnimim and all the mekubalim believe that there's domem, tzomeach, chai, medaber, and Yisrael. That Yisrael is not a type of a medaber. A Jew is not a type of a human being. It's not a type of human being. Our enemies claim that we're subhuman beings. We're also not human beings. Therefore, we could be wiped out and treated like animals and so on. Not like animals. Animals. That would have been a mechai to be treated like animals. We treated, not like animals. But b'chlal, that we're not a min. We're not a min. There is no min. There is no species that's called Yisrael that deserves to live in the world. Pnimis HaTorah, it's not just Domem, Tzameach, Chai, and Medaber. A Jew is not a different, interesting type of a human being, but there's a separate min that's called Yisrael. That's how the Maharal explains, among other many other things. I'm just giving you one example of an afkimina. When the Gemara describes the terrible situation at the time of the Churban, that one of the wealthiest girls of Yerushalayim, from one of the wealthiest families of Yerushalayim, was sifting. It's not nice to say, but, you know, by the schmutz of an animal was sifting to find something to eat, to pick out some little grains of food from the dirt of an animal. So the response to that was that Am Yisrael, that the Jewish people, k'sha'olam, when they're oisim ritzon shemakom, that when we're who we're supposed to be, v'olam ad ha'shamay. Then we ascend to the heavens. But if Chalila were not who we're supposed to be, then we have such a bizarre thing that a chashev, a Jewish woman, is picking out something to eat from the filth of an animal, which is the time. Because the way that things work, as we see from Kuzri and Maharal, the way that things work is that you see, for instance, that when an animal dies, it doesn't descend to the next level of daimim. It loses its existence altogether. When anything is not what it's supposed to be, when it ends or it's taken out of its existence, then like an animal, it smells. It's not, it doesn't become a rock. It becomes less than a rock. A rock doesn't decay in smell. So when something is not behaving in accordance to the misgeris of that min, it has no existence at all. When Moshe couldn't understand, like, why a Jew suffering in Mitzrayim, when he was coming out and looking at what was going on, and then when he saw that what happened there with the Lashon Hara, that, and that they were talking about him and what happened with the fighting, so he says, Achein noida hadavar, Achein, now I understand. And the explanation of Achein in the Maharal's Torah is Achein noida hadavar, Moshe Rabbeinu was saying is that the nature of the Jewish people is to be an Am Kaddish and an Am Tor. And the nature of an Ish Kaddish to be Shomer HaSod is not to give away secrets. Because the meaning of a Jew is that he's Shomer HaSod, is that he guards the inner essence of who he is. He doesn't blabber about it. He doesn't sit all day on chat groups and Facebooks and Twittering and tweeting. It's not the nature of a Jew. It's not the nature of a Jew. The nature of a Jew is to be inward and to be Shomer HaSod, to guard the secret. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu said that Achein Noida Hadavar. Now I understand why they're enslaved, why they're being tortured. Which, why do Jews deserve worse than so? Why can't we just be like any other nation of the world? It has to be so bad. So let's say we're not behaving. So why can't we just live the way that they live in other places where people don't behave? Well, the Teretz is that. In the world of the Maharal and the Kuzri and the Ramchal, all the Tzaddikim Pnimiyim, there's a min in creation that's called a Jew. It's not that it's a human being that specializes in Shabbos and Yontif, Tefillin and Tzitzis. It's not a human being that was given. This is the way it's spoken about in even in many Orthodox circles. Ki'ilu, a Jew is just a human being with additional features, like you get like a computer or a phone. Like, so a guy is like a Galaxy 7 and a Jew is Galaxy 8, and see, there's some more additional features. Jews, of course, are more colorful. There's better color. Jews are more colorful, more interesting. You could say we are more creative. You know, there are all kinds of advantages that if you get that model, there are certain advantages that come with that model that's called a Jew. And there are diburim like that you find even in some svar that are not from the Tzaddikim Pnimiyim that speak in such a way, whether they're just trying to be apologetic for our being somehow designated by Hashem for something big in the world, or they actually believe in the first model, that there are two karmas, that there are two floors. There's the non-Jewish floor and there's the Jewish floor. One of the tzaddikim said that when you make the bracha in the morning, shlois ani goy, it doesn't just mean that I was born Jewish, that my mother was Jewish, shlois ani goy, or a person decided to become a convert. It doesn't just mean that. Shlois ani goy means, the Yismach Moshe said this, that shlois ani goy means that there isn't any single thing in how I speak, think, or move, even, he says, my small finger, that's not Jewish. There isn't anything. Shlois ani goy means there's nothing at all about me that's a goy. Who could say such a thing? Only a very, very great person. Shlois ani goy, there's nothing in my life at all that's not Jewish. So then the people who are not used to hearing such things would say, whoa, what do you mean? What do you mean? There's nothing around this. I also go to sleep. So you have to ask yourself, do you sleep like a Jew or do you sleep like a goy? That's not to put the goyim down. That's their min. And they're very, very wonderful and fine people in that misgarret of their min. But if you're a Jew, there's a way to sleep. There's a way to sleep. A Jew has to sleep in a certain way. A Jew has to talk in a certain way. There's shlois ani goy is not just I'm Jewish. You can make a bracha shosani Yisrael. It's not just that I'm Jewish. It's shaloya sani goy. When you make that bracha, you think, Rabbi Shalom, help me. There should be nothing at all in any single thought, word, or action about me that's not Jewish. it's not completely saturated with Teres Hashem, with Yiddishkeit. Everything with Yiddishkeit. This is one of the most delightful things that you'll see more obviously when you speak to a Jew from a long time ago. That's getting harder to hold on to. That every single gesture, every single thing, everything was just Yisraelius. It was Yiddish. It was Jewish. Mizelushina. So Rav Kook says, Sirosim, this is the chakira that he's talking about over there in the Iris. Sirosim she Yisrael tzrichel hezbar. We need to clarify the tzura of Yisrael. What is a Jew? Sirosim she Yisrael. Tzrichel hezbar. Im he'enoishius haklolis, shaltoichin adam, imedes iba, ritziv yoina. Is the general human character, nature of human beings, something that stands inside of the Jew also? As it is by all the nations, and noshius haklolis, whatever is included in whatever that means, and noshius haklolis, human nature. What's called human nature? Is that what's inside of a Jew as well? The Aleha, and on top of that, Nivna Sahat Surah HaYisraelis HaMiyachedis HaSavad. And on top of that, there's that extra feature of what? Of Surah HaYisraelis that makes the Jewish people different and unique. That makes us different. That's one way of looking at a Jew. Human being deluxe, like a deluxe human being. Extra. Like, you know, a souped up human being. Like in the old neighborhood, you know, how they put the cars onto wheels put the car like 6 feet up off the ground. And it makes loud noises and it goes faster. So a Jew has like certain, so a Jew is like a souped up human being. That's one mahalach. Or the other mahalach is that from the heel to the head, hakol hu miyuchad, everything is different. Everything is unique. Everything is different. And Rav Kook says lebiru zeh, in order to clarify this, tzrichim l'shtamish b'makaris shaynim, we have to make use of different makaris, taranim in the Torah. Sichlium, Seichel, Historium, historical, Rosium, mystical, meaning in Kabbalah, Haifoyim, Hakaidish, Navuah, Shirium, things, poetry and song, Ulefomim, Gamkein, Politium, Vekonomium, sometimes even political, to study Jewish politics and Jewish economics compared to the world. Rav Kook was before there was ever a Knesset. You know, he never saw such a thing. If he would have seen the Knesset, so he wouldn't have had to write even that there's such a thing, to consider the possibility that Jews are like other people in the world. Even when it comes to politics, it's Nira Hadava. Shemikaidem Nara Hadava Shitsuras Ha'odam Tishtalim Bechlalusa. The first way learns that the Tzura Sa'odam, when the general human being reaches a certain place of perfection, then there's a Tosefes, like I said, there's the next model, the next level. There's a Tosefes v'yisran yigala al ha'umam yuchedes rucham of ha'mafur b'hadris kardesh. Avon niskalkulu ha'inyonim v'ruach odam shokal kolkach b'chlal. According to this, what's happening in the world is that unfortunately the human form, the human image of general mankind and humanity has become so distorted and so ruined and so messed up over the years. Ruach Adam shaka kol kach bechlal, human beings have descended into a very, very low place. Actually, Hoya Chol Yochal Yosas Bosses Lakaidis, to the point that there was that healthy, elevated human being, in other words, we'll use the mushal again, of the Galaxy 7, wasn't there. The thing, the machine is broken. So on a broken machine, you can't build a Galaxy 8. You can't build a Galaxy 8 if everything until there is messed up. It can't be a Bosses Lakaidish, Ela Im Kain Yakalkalaisai. It has to be broken. You have to start again. So then you would see that the world was getting completely off track through the generations after the Mabul and the Shvatim trouble. Things were off track, and mankind was off track. And then there had to be this Golus of Mitzrayim. To refine and to purify the Tzad HaAdam Shev Yisrael, that human component of Yisrael, Ad Shenasa LeBriya Chadasha, till there could be a new, and this you see this in a lot of the Sfarim, till there could be a new, healthy, once we fix up Galaxy 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, then we could have Galaxy 8, so the Jew comes out of Mitzrayim, according to this Mahal, if the Jew comes out of Mitzrayim, a new, improved edition, with extra features and so on. So first there had to be, you had to take the whole thing apart. Everything fell apart because the world was all messed up and that human part of us was also messed up. So all of that fell to pieces. It was in Golus Mitzrayim. There was this great catharsis that took place, this bira that took place in Mitzrayim. And then we were able to come back to being human beings, Mikoidim, human beings. And then upon that floor of human beings, then we could already have other stories. We could build higher stories of Jews. With Sirosai Hachilis Nistasha Shalagamri. Vuhuchal Gal explains like Vuhuchal Goy Pamachas, Ide Hagarinha and Lashila Tsura Mishamirosh by Ekav Kuli Israelis, Yaakov Yisrael. But Rav Kook says that this is not the truth of what happened. The truth of what happened is that misconception that a Jew is just a human being that's elevated, that had to be completely destroyed and broken down. And instead what was created in Mitzrayim was a completely new tzura of a Jew. Shemiroish vad Ekev Kuli Yisraelis Yaakov Yisrael. Ekev means the heel, which is Yaakov, Ekev, and Yisrael is the letters Lirosh. So a Jew is Yaakov and Yisrael. It means Min HaEkev Ad HaRosh. From Yaakov to Yisrael. Those are our two names, Yaakov and Yisrael. Which means that we're Jewish, Min HaEkev Ad HaRosh. So there was this perception of us being a part of mankind. Mankind itself was over the years, that tzura of mankind was terribly distorted as a result of Avodah Zarah and Gilei Arayos and Shemichas Dam, was terribly distorted. Yetzias Yisrael doesn't mean that there is an upgraded model of a human being that now came out that's called Yisrael. Yetzias Yisrael means that something different was created. Something different was created. The world continues on with their struggles and their challenges, but there's a new Mitzias, Amzu Yetzarti Li. Yetzir, Amzu Yetzarti Li Tehilas Yisrael. There was something new that Hashem has both created. It's called Am Yisrael. It's a new Yetzir. Not just upgraded, not with extra features. Everything is Jewish. Completely. Me'ekev ad rosh. The heel of a Jew is different. The heel of a Jew is different. It sounds terrible, but the Chassam Sofer encouraged people, Jews, to make sure to only seek out the help of Jewish doctors. And he spoke about, the Chassam Sofer spoke about how only a Jewish doctor can understand the guf of a Jew. The guf of a Jew. Which if you say this to the world, it sounds terrible. Nowadays, this would be the most racist thing in the world to say. The goof of a Jew is different. The Arizal says there are different amount of teeth in the mouth of a Jew and the mouth of a guy. So that doesn't mean if you count the teeth of a Jew, you come up with a different number. The Rizal is saying is that if you understand the side of a Jew and the mouth of a Jew and the teeth of a Jew, you understand that the teeth of a Jew are different than the teeth of a God. Which again sounds terrible. But the fact that it sounds that way does not change the reality. The Metzius is that it's different. That is different. Of course, this reality never led to Jews knocking out the teeth of non-Jews. That's also part of Metzius. Imke Niroloimer, ki adli Yitzias and Tzom Ha'Yisrael Goy Klal Anoshi, Bal Kermin Esef Yisraelis. It seems that Rav Kook is saying is that until Yitzias Yisraim, it was the first model. Until Yitzias Yisraim, the way that our ancestors lived until Yitzias Yisraim was that the Jewish people were a people like other people, Bal Kaimah Nesefes, and there was the additional Kaimah of the Ovis Neshvatim. There was a higher level, an elevated second floor, a higher model of a nation from the nations of the world. Rak La'acha Sheyotzu Mekohar Basel She Mitzrayim. But after we went through that experience of Mitzrayim, after the parentheses, Ayoz Nasu Yisraelim L'chalutin. Then we became Yisraelim L'chalutin, which of course according to the Rizal, there was a birur that goes, this is a birur that goes back to Adam Rishon, which we learned about a few years ago, I'm not going into right now. That in Adam Rishon himself, there was also such a birur that had to be between the Yisrael part of Adam Rishon and the non-Yisrael part of Adam Rishon. But without going back to Adam Rishon, Yisias Nisayim is that moment in time where that first model of a Jew being a non-Jew with a higher Jewish component ended. And ever since Yisias Nisayim, it's Amzu Yatzarati Li. Hashem created a new people. A Birya Chadosha, it's not a Medabra, human being is not a Medabra, human being is a Yisrael. A Jew, rather, is not a Medabra, a Jew is a Yisrael. Is a Yisrael. It's a different min. And that's why what Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was saying about how could it be that the daughter of Nachdiman, how could it be that she's picking out food from the filth of an animal? Because if a Jew is not living as a Jew, and if he's not connected to that min of who he is, to the essence of who he is that defines his existence, so then he doesn't descend to becoming a non-Jew. He could become Chalila even lower. So the answer to the question that I raised before, or that Moshe Rabbeinu was wondering, like, why are the Jews suffering so much? Why can't they have a normal life? And all throughout history, we're wondering about why can't we be like normal? Why can't it be like other nations and other people? Just be normal. It doesn't have to be gewaldig, just to be normal. Why can't it be normal? Like, why are we the subject of every discussion in the United Nations, you know? Why can't we just, like, get out of the, you know, off the radar and just, like, live a normal life and be normal like other... The terrors is that the world knows intuitively that we just don't belong. We're a different men. The world knows that. The world feels that. We struggle with it because we know it as well. And therefore, if we're not going to remain in the gather of our min, which is Yisrael, then Noiflam Adat Tahaim, then Akadekach, that, like the Gemara says, that animal belonged to Yishmaeli, which is the lowest people in the world. So you have the finest Jewish girl in Yerushalayim is picking out something to eat from the shmutz of the animal of Yishmaeli, which means you can't go lower than that. It's the lowest thing possible. How could it be? That's what it is. How could it be that such a nahafaychu that from the Beis Hamikdash, from Yerushalayim, from how could it be such a thing that the choshev of this noble Jewish girl should be taken from the filth of the animal of Yishmaeli? So the Tesh in Oilim Sasha Makim's Oilim, then we go higher, higher, higher to the highest place in Shemayim. But Chalila, if we're not Oilim Sasha Makim, if we're not Jews, then the Yerida is very, very strange. Because you can't opt for a lower category. A Jew can't opt to become a goy. It's not an option. The same with an animal can't opt to become a stone. Let's say the cow says, look, I'm tired of people pulling at me for milk. I'm tired. I'd rather be a tree. I'd rather be a stone, just to be a wall. I have to have people handling with me day and night. I just want to be a stone. So the Torah says that the animal can't become such a thing. He's an animal. And if he's not going to be an animal, then he becomes a carcass that stinks and there are a million flies. And he's lower than a tree. He's lower than a stone. If you're not going to be who you are, then you aren't. It's that simple. If you're not going to be who you are, then you aren't. And if Jews are not who we're supposed to be, then we aren't. And that's felt intuitively by those who hate us. They were outsiders, and they're right. We are outsiders. And that began with Yetzias Mitzrayim, that Mitzias of Amazu Yetzarati. There was no anti-Semitism before Yetzias Mitzrayim. What was in Mitzrayim with power was something different. It's not for now. But it's anti-Semitism is unique. And people trying to figure out, like, what's going on, what's happening here. My wife showed me on the phone, there's some guy, this, I don't know if it was this week or last week, whatever, some politician's running for some office of a councilman someplace in New York. I think it's a Spanish name, I'm not sure who he is, this guy. He's speaking openly but favorish about Jewish landlords and how the Jewish landlords are driving out, you know, the black and the Spanish people from the buildings, all this stuff. These are the born from Germany 1935, 1936. Ethnic cleansing. He spoke about the Jews. The Jews are involved in ethnic cleansing. Well, I feel like calling up the guy and just saying, look, if you want to buy a building in downtown Manhattan, you can do it, but you have to work very hard to get to that place. You have to go to school. You have to try to stop smoking weed all the time. You have to try to, you know, you have to try to stop sticking a knife in your friend's back and stealing cars and bicycles and stuff. And maybe if you go to school a couple of days and you work hard, maybe you could also buy a building in downtown Manhattan. Well, it doesn't only have to be. He said 80% of the buildings are owned by Jews. Could be. And are there some of those Jews, by the way, who are mistreating some of their tenants? Unfortunately, it's safe to say there are. And that's a busha and a cherpa. You can't argue with that. If there are people who are mistreating... Mistreating doesn't mean that you're charging rent. But that's what this guy means. It's unfair. 80% of the buildings in Manhattan are owned by Jews. And they're charging charging people to live there. It's not right. That's what this guy means. For people who are being mistreated, that's something else. If you don't turn on the heat, you think it's a vicious. It's a shayl. There are people who are doing that, Hashem Yerachim. There are Jews who do that. It's a vicious. But the taina that Jews are owning 80%, there was a joke that I remember hearing many, many years ago that there are three people that are sitting, two goyim lahavdil and a Jew. And they're showing off, the goyim are showing off. One guy says, he's talking about how, he says, this guy's name is Johnson. And Johnson says that, you know, I have a ranch in Texas. It's 30 acres, 40 acres ranch, and livestock and so on. So Johnson says, the others are very impressed. The next guy, Smith, he says, I have a place. It's 150 acres, whatever. Yeah, wow, Smith. And then they ask the Jew, what about you? He says, I have a place that's 8 acres. What do you call your place? Downtown Houston. So whose fault is that? You know, this guy's got Johnson's ranch and Smith's ranch with a couple of trees and cows, and this guy has downtown Houston. So this guy that's running for councilman or something. And can you imagine if anybody would say such things about blacks or about Spanish people, to say such lashon? It sounds like Germany, Mamish, era of the Muhammad. A person gets up and I don't know if anybody's saying anything about this or if they're running him out of town. It's a remarkable thing, but it's not remarkable. Jews are not supposed to own. Jews are not supposed to be part of this world. Jews were supposed to have been burned in the ovens. And if there are Jews who are still here, it's something which the world can't take. And the reality is that the Jewish people are a different min. That's the Metzius. Therefore, any discussion Rav Kook is saying, and this was his argument with the Tzaddik with Rav Mordechai, any discussion about Jewish nationalism has to begin with Kedushas Yisrael. It has to begin, it has to end with Emunah, with Kedushas Yisrael, with Avodas Hashem. And if, even though Rav Kook never saw Yom HaAtzmaut, he was before there was such a thing as this day. But he certainly never would have envisioned it as a day where people are just making it like a Jewish, like a New Year's, or going around beeping on the head with boppers and stuff, and having parties and getting drunk and so on. That's not what Rav Kook was talking about. By the nations of the world, they celebrate independence in such a way. And how does a Jew celebrate independence? What does that mean, to be independent? What does that mean, to be free? What does it mean to have your own place? Right. What does that mean, to have your own place, to be your own person? It means to be an Eved Hashem. Oz nos now see Yisraelim lechalutin. Kashagam had sad hagoyi shabahem hafach li Yisraeli. So even that side, at sad hagoyi shabahem, at sad hagoyi shabahem means eating and sleeping and drinking and whatever it is of this world, everything, hafach li Yisraeli, was forever transformed, was forever changed. There's no such thing anymore of anything inside of us that's not Jewish. No such thing. And Shalos Hanigoy means there's nothing at all in how I think, in what I do. That doesn't mean that I don't respect non-Jews. Doesn't mean that I don't respect God. Doesn't mean that I will have nothing to do with it. It doesn't mean that. It means I'm a different min. And the same way that I have to respect all of Hashem's creations, I have to respect everything and everybody. But I have to be myself. And being myself is not an excuse for mistreating or for turning the heat off in someone's building. That's not an excuse for that either. Chas v'shalom. And that's a misunderstanding of what it means to be chosen by Hashem. What does that mean? But this chiluk of a Jew, the metzias of a Jew being entirely Jewish, or there being different departments or levels and grades, this is something that's rejected by Rav Kook and by all of the Mekubalim. And that is what he's talking about in this Torah, that the Eish, that fire of love, the natural fire of love that people have for their nation and for their country, is Holeches Miskadelis Be'etz Yisrael, Adei Eretz Yisrael, Tislakech, Bego'in Uza Yachin, Im Eish Hashem, Eish HaKadosh, and so on. That's what we learned last week. It can't be separated from Eish Hashem, from the fire of Hashem. From Eish HaKadosh, it's a meeting of the fire from above and the Eish Min HaHevyah. That's the tachlis of our lives. That those two fires, Samchuni Bashishas, means that there's a meeting of the two fires. It's in Shir Hashir, Eish Milamala and Eish Milamata, a fire from above and a fire from below. Only Am Yisrael has the ability for those two fires to meet. The nations of the world can initiate certain things, and they have an Eish Milamata and Eish Min HaHevyah. And Hashem wants them to be creative and to use that fire as long as it's constructive and it's in accordance to the Sheva Mitzvahs of Bnei Noach. But they don't have this inyan of Eish Min HaShemayim, Eish Milamal, and Eish Milamata, Ashishus. They don't have the ability to bring those two fires from above and from below, to bring them into one huge fire. That's uniquely Yisrael. That's something which is different about Yisrael. I will do a little bit more next week from 11:28 from the notes, and we'll continue on to finish this Torah session.